Welcome to this week's Planet Shakers podcast. To all the amazing ladies out there, Beautiful Conference is only a few weeks away. This will be an amazing weekend where you will gain a wonderful understanding of how our Heavenly Father sees you and how you should see yourself. Conference Week 1 is happening on the 28th and 29th of April, and Conference Week 2 is on the 5th and 6th of May. Visit register.planetshakers.com to register and we will see you there. Now to this week's podcast.
I want to speak to you on the lifestyle of victory. Who wants to have a lifestyle of victory? Six of you, that's good. Who wants to have a lifestyle of victory, yeah? Well, in understanding the lifestyle of victory, you need to understand what's available for you to live this lifestyle. And in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, it says, and they, everyone say they. You know who they is? You. And they. So turn to your neighbor and say, you're one of the they. And they overcome him. Do you know who him is? The devil. Everything that's bad in life comes from the devil. Everything that's good in life comes from God. And they overcome him by being nice. No, it doesn't say that. By being good. No, it doesn't say that. They overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, and by the word, everyone say word, of their testimony. See, every time you testify, you defeat the enemy. Because what the Bible says is faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So what the testimony is of God is the acts of God operating from the word of God. So every time you and I testify on how God has acted according to his word, people hear and they say, that could happen for me. And so then they have a breakthrough because they get faith, because faith is the currency of heaven. And so then they start living in this victorious lifestyle. So I want to encourage you, let us know your victories that God is winning on your behalf. Tell people about it so we can tell people, so we can testify of the goodness of God. Because every time you do, we defeat the enemy. And the Bible says, and they did not love their lives to the death. In other words, they said, my life's not my own, it's God's. See, when you get to a point, you don't care what people think. You don't care what the enemy thinks. You don't care what situations think. You just care what God thinks. That is a place where you defeat the enemy. It is a place where the enemy cannot control you, intimidate you, or manipulate you. The only reason he can manipulate or intimidate us is through fear. But when you don't say, well, I don't care, I don't live for me anymore, I live for God, it changes everything. Who wants to live a lifestyle of victory? Romans 8:37. No, despite all these things, remember all these things, they're all the bad things in life, challenges in life. Overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. So they, which is us, ours, which is us. So overwhelming victory is ours. They defeated the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the power of their testimony and the laying down of their lives. And so overwhelming victory is ours through Christ. So I want to talk to you about the first part of Revelation chapter 12. They overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus. Today I want to speak to you really briefly on the power of the blood of Jesus. We celebrated Easter last week. We celebrated that when Jesus died on the cross, he shed his blood for our sin. That by his blood being shed, we are forgiven. So the first thing you need to understand about the power of the blood of Jesus, there's redemption through the blood of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 says, he is so rich in kindness, talking about God, and grace that he purchased our freedom. Victory is found, freedom is in victory, with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. How cool is this? You see, we were controlled, or we had these issues facing us, the curse of death, sin, sickness, disease, poverty, lack, depression, anything bad you can think of. Adam's sin gave Satan authority over the life of man. But because of the power of the blood of Jesus, the moment you and I made Jesus the Lord of your life, you were redeemed from the curse and Satan was put out of business. He can no longer do to you what he wants to do. He can try it. You see, we have the opportunity to say no, resist the devil and he will flee, or to say I'll be intimidated by him and let him control me. But because we have the blood of Jesus, we are redeemed. That means we made right with God. That means that we have friendship with God. That means we have our destiny is heaven, not hell. We're saved from hell, saved into heaven, saved into a relationship with God. We are redeemed, not through our good works. The Bible says, lest any man should boast. It's by the blood of Jesus. The only one that can redeem you and save you is Jesus through his shed blood on the cross. See, John Wesley, who was a famous evangelist, where you get the Wesleyan church, who used to be in revival, in 1703 to 1791 he lived, was returning home from a service one night and he was robbed. The thief, however, found that his victim had only a little money and some Christian literature. And as the bandit was leaving, Wesley called out, "Stop! I have something more to give you." The surprised robber paused. "My friend," said Wesley, "you may live to regret this sort of life if you ever do. Here's something to remember. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin." The thief hurried away and Wesley prayed that his words might bear fruit. Years later, Wesley was greeting people after a Sunday service, and when he was approached by a stranger, what a surprise to learn that this visitor, now a believer in Christ, as a successful businessman, was the one who robbed him years before. He says, "I owe it all to you," said the transformed man. And Wesley stopped him and said, "Oh no, my friend, not to me, but to the precious blood of Christ that cleanses us from all sin. There is redemption in the blood of Jesus, and we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb. There's redemption. He cannot hold you in his grip anymore." But it gets better. You say, "How can I get better to that?" Well, you don't get better. You just add to it. It becomes better because it's more. Not only do we have redemption through the blood of Jesus, we have fellowship with God through the blood of Jesus. Because of Jesus' blood that was shed, it tore, it took away any hindrance for us accessing God personally ourselves. We don't have to go through a priest. We don't have to go through someone else. We can just go to God because the Bible says we are all priests and kings and priests. We are all sons and daughters. We all have access to cry, to God, to Christ, to the Trinity through the blood of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 10 says this, and so dear brothers and sisters, everyone say, brother and sister. In Revelation 12, it says they, that's you and me. In Romans chapter 8, 37, it says ours, that's you and me. But here it says brothers and sisters. We are brothers and sisters in Christ because we have the same dad. When Jesus comes into your life, we become born again and we have the same Heavenly Father. And so we are brothers and sisters. We have overwhelming victory as brothers and sisters, and we defeat the enemy as brothers and sisters. How cool is this? Keep going. And so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way, a lifestyle of victory. Through the curtain, into the most holy place. In the Old Testament, to get in the Holy of Holies, you would have to go, only a priest would go in once every year, and they'd have to make sure they were right with God. If they weren't, they would tie a rope around their leg, because the Holy of Holies is an awesome place. It's a powerful place. It's a fearful place for people who weren't right with God, and people would die. Priests, if they weren't right, would die. But here, because of Jesus, none of us die when we enter the presence of God. We live because He is our high priest. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting Him. For our guilt consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm. For God can be trusted to keep His promise. Because of the blood of Jesus, we can access God's throne room. The Bible says, so let us, in Hebrews 4:16, let us come boldly to the throne room of our gracious God. Watch this. There we will receive His mercy and will find grace, unmerited favor, to help us when we need it most, when we're facing situations, when we're facing financial situations, when we're facing health situations, when we're facing depression situations, whatever we face, we can access God's presence boldly because of the blood of Jesus. Why? Because we can come and have friendship with God. But it keeps getting bigger, stronger. We have healing through the blood of Jesus. Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, but He was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. Because Jesus' blood was shed, we can have healing emotionally, physically, spiritually, relationally, because of the blood of Jesus. The Bible, as I said, by His stripes we are healed. The Bible says He sent His word to heal all our diseases. So because of His blood was shed, we can access healing. Oh, I feel the anointing right here. You might need healing in a relationship. You might need healing in your body. You might need healing in your mind. Well, appropriate the blood of Jesus. Say, Jesus, I thank You for Your blood. And Your Bible and the Word of God says that by Your stripes I am healed. So that's for me. I receive it now. Receive it now. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There's protection through the blood of Jesus. Old Testament, they were wanting to take the children out of captivity of Egypt, and the Israelites, all these plagues came, but nothing got them free. And then came a plague where the death angel came, and the Bible says that every children of Israel were to put blood on the doorposts of the house, so when the angel of death came by, they were protected. And it's the same principle applies. The devil, John 10:10, comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. What does he want to steal? Your life, your family, your future. What does he want to destroy? Your life, your family, your future. He comes to kill, steal. What does he want to steal? Your peace. He wants to steal your joy. He wants to steal your blessing. He wants to steal your favor. He wants to steal your salvation. He wants to steal from you and me. But then the second part of John 10, but Jesus comes to give life and life to the full. How do we know this is true? Because by His blood being shed, it puts protection over our life of the enemy who tries to steal, kill, and destroy, and pronounces blessing, favor, joy, peace. Why? Because this bloodline is royal. this bloodline has no sin. This bloodline is from heaven. So whatever heaven has is yours. Son, daughter, king, priest, head, not the tail, above, not beneath. Greater is he that's in you than he that opposes you. This victory is yours. Overwhelming victory is yours. There's protection through the blood of Jesus. And lastly, it has authority over the devil through the blood of Jesus. So if we're going to live a life of victory, of authority, we need to understand they defeated him by the blood of the Lamb. The devil is defeated ultimately by the blood of Jesus being shed. Because his blood was shed, he died and he went down to hell and he took the keys of death and of hell and he marched out victorious. You see, when I grew up, they used to have this little statement called pleading the blood. Really what it means is claiming your position as a son or daughter through what the blood of Jesus has done. Another to describe it is the pleading of blood of Jesus to apply the blood of Jesus to every situation in our lives. As we've said, there's protection in the blood. There's deliverance in the blood. When you plead the blood, you've laid down your case. You've put your entire confidence on an oath that is a covenant sworn by Almighty God that he says he'll never leave you nor betray you. He says that you'll never be alone. He says greater is he that's in you. He says that you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. He says that he's your healer, your deliverer, your savior, your freedom, your joy, your peace. He loves you with an everlasting love. So effectively, when we plead or we appropriate or we come into agreement with what the blood of Jesus has done, you need to know that what you are doing is powerful. You are saying, like in a court, saying, Jesus, the contract, the covenant is through the shed blood of Jesus for the saving of my soul, my sin, my family, the healing, for bringing joy, to bring heaven to my life, saving me to heaven. So I'm coming into agreement with your contract, your legal binding document, your word. And so you think about this just in your life. Plead the blood of Jesus over any situation or person that you have in your life. You might have children as they walk out to the door, lay hands on them and say, in the name of Jesus, we come into agreement with the blood of Jesus over your life. As you drive, say, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that the blood of Jesus over this vehicle and all who are in it, and we're going to walk in safety and blessing and protection. We come into agreement with over our health. We come into agreement over anything that we go through, over our home. We come into agreement. Whatever we need is found because the blood of Jesus was shed. I love this about Calvary. One of my favorite. I love that my sin was forgiven. I love that. I love that. But one of the reason your sin is forgiven is so that you and I can be close to God. And one of the greatest things I think of Calvary is the curtain being torn from top to bottom. You know, whenever the presence of God turns up to your house or is in your house or in your life, the promise is there'll be blessing and freedom and joy and favor and heaven. When the Ark of the Covenant went Obed-Edom's house, it blessed it. So God's presence releases blessing. The promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Think about this. In creation, God willed it. The Son worded it, spoke, and the Holy Spirit made it happen. The Father is in heaven. He's willing for you to be blessed. Walk in favor. Jesus worded it. He spoke it. He declared it. He lived it. And now the Holy Spirit empowers us to be it. A life of victory. But because the curtain was torn from top to bottom, you and I can just go in, sit with Dad and say, Dad, I need this. Dad, you're so good. I love you. You know this song, the next song, I need the band to come. This, the new song, Can we get the words up for that in a moment? Wow. So when I think of all the things that you've done for me, just appropriate this, the blood of Jesus, what we've just talked about. Where do I even start? To give you all my praise for every single day that you are holding me, Jesus, you are holding me. With all my heart I sing, Jesus, how I love you, you are everything. All this love I give. An overflow of worship because you alone are worthy. Just think about this. The woman with the issue of blood, the Mary who came and poured out the perfume in worship over Jesus, she just couldn't help but be thankful because of what Jesus had done. But Jesus hadn't been to the cross yet. Jesus hadn't been to the cross. All he did was do miracles in our life or raise Lazarus from the dead, but Jesus had not yet gone to the cross and forgiven us of all our sin. Jesus had not yet made a way for us to have access to God. Jesus had not yet shed his blood for our protection. Jesus had not had his back beaten and by his stripes we are healed. Jesus hadn't done any of that. And she was overwhelmed. How much more should we be overwhelmed? Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that cleanses us from all sin. You say, but I've messed up this week. Well, call on his name. Ask him to forgive you. Let his blood wash you clean. Old song we used to sing, which we're not going to sing. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole, clean within? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing you can do can make you right with God other than receive Jesus in your life because of his blood that was shed. And so for a moment right now, I want us to be so grateful because, and they, sons and daughters, our overwhelming victory, we can have access because of his blood.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope that your faith was filled and you were encouraged. If you have any prayer requests or want to connect with us further, search for us on our social media at Planet Shakers. We'd love to hear from you.